All right. So who are you?
I'm Creston. Okay. Creston Thorup. I'm CTO of Trifork.
Okay.
It's a software company.
All right.
And we just happened to be setting up this conference kind of thing also.
All right. And it's, what is this conference? J-O-O-O.
J-O-O?
Yeah.
Well, it's a developer conference. We like to think of it as a software developer conference.
Okay.
But it has a lot of what probably most people would call like architecture and methodologies and kind of software issues, people issues.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just technical stuff.
Okay.
In fact, over the years, we've been running this for... this is the 11th time we're running Jiao.
Wow.
And when it started out, it was all very geeky stuff, very much technical stuff. This API, it was right after Java kind of came on. In 97 we started.
Okay.
So in the beginning, it was all Java stuff. Now this API came out, this technology, so on and so forth. So then, obviously, as the technology has matured in kind of this space, object technologies, and we've grown older, doing more serious work, and kind of our interests have matured into also more people issues and more building sustainable structures kinds of issues. So that's it's a very broad conference. We cover both some .NET and some Java technology. In fact, I think this year there's more .NET technology than there's Java technology.
Interesting. Wow.
So for some years we've been struggling with this impression because it's called J-A-O-O.
Yes.
Right?
What does that mean?
Well, it used to be Java and object-oriented software development or something like
okay.
that. Java and O-O.
All right.
But then, you know, as years went by and we wanted to make it something else, but we couldn't really change the name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was such a brand already by then. Especially when .NET came.
Sure.
We really were kind of sorry that it had this Java connotation attached to it, right? Because there's so many other interesting things also, and many real-life installations and stuff that we were working on were all kinds of other stuff than just Java.
Absolutely.
So we were thinking forth and back, should we call it something else? But in the end, we just decided we'll call it Java and not... You know, not really try to say any tagline as to what this is. So just let it be the brand name it was. So
cool.
So it's just Java. Yeah.
Now, one of the cool things about this conference, and one of the reasons why I came, is because it's virtually void of marketing, in the sense of it's really a platform independent view into what's going on in the software world. Right?
Right.
Like, sure, there's going to be some .NET, some Java, some Ruby, some other crazy languages that people will come up with, Erlang, you know.
Yes.
But it's all about the interesting problems that people face, right?
Right.
And you get everyone together, and you get some of the best speakers. I mean, the roster of speakers here is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to say that. And now for a question, I mean, how do you go about getting these speakers? Like, how does it work?
Well, it takes a lot of years to build the network that that allows us to do that, obviously. One of the things that... We're a software company, and we're making this conference really from the outset for our own sake, right? We wanted to make the conference that we wanted to go to.
Interesting.
You know, because there's so many commercial conferences and marketing conferences and marketing-like conferences, like, obviously, all the Microsoft stuff. It's all having Microsoft stuff chucked down your throat, right? But it's exactly the same with IBM and
sure.
Java. If you go to Java 1, it's all Java, Java, Java.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there's necessarily anything wrong with Java, but it's just the kind of the monoculture of the conference kind of makes them more interesting, I think.
Okay.
So we wanted to create something in between these kind of commercial conferences and the research-like conferences, like Uppsala and eCoop, which are... more interesting, at least for academic people.
Sure.
So, so in this space of kind of practical, applicable problems, kind of things that really matter for people. That's the thing. And then the way we go about making the conference is that we design it. And that's one of the secrets of Jiao. It's it's actually we plot out some themes that we think are going to be interesting and current. Mm. Maybe some are hot, or some we see as future trends, or some are kind of backward-looking themes. And then we try to kind of, for each of these themes, map out who would be the very best speakers. How do we put together the very best program for this? Mm-hmm. And then we just do everything we can do to, you know, to have those very best speakers.
Outstanding.
And so it's kind of a symbiosis, obviously, because when you have a good conference, good speakers want to come here to kind of be associated with that, and we want to be associated with the good speakers. So it takes a lot of years, and we have many friends that are helping us. Mm-hmm. So all the speakers that have already been here are mm-hmm. helping us get good speakers for next year, so we are actively engaging with that speaker network.
Excellent. Now, one of the things that you and I had talked about when I first met you when I got here mm-hmm. Was the notion of Zhao knowing how to treat speakers such that they don't feel as though they're, you know, going to some preparatory school or, you know, have to be, you know, follow this pattern, and then we will then analyze the pattern and return to you our feedback.
Yes.
You have a much more open and creative way that you interact with speakers and
right.
the way they design their talks. Can you talk about why that's important?
I think that, I mean, that I've been going to a lot of conferences also doing talks, and the experience you get many of these places is exactly this mm-hmm. this thing that the conference really doesn't expect you to be very good or be a very good speaker in the first place. So they'll control what your slide looks like. They'll have an instructor go through your slides with you even. I mean, all these things, it's an offense, right? This way the conferences are... and then also, they'll make speakers pay to attend the conference, and just all these little things that are just kind of... I mean, mm-hmm. if you want the best, all those things are just in the way, right?
Absolutely.
So... So yeah, I think speakers are all, you know, they're all very creative people. They have their own ideas. They want to do this and that and have different ways of doing presentations. And so there's all these different kinds of things and leaving some space for them. Like a simple thing is that we don't require a particular template for what the slides are supposed to look like. They can just use their own slides. And typically, slides are edited up just to the very last minute.
Yeah.
So we have this procedure that when the presentation is over, one of our guys will walk up with a memory stick and make sure that we get that very set of deck of slides, right, that
Excellent.
He was using. So instead of having them ahead of time and all this thing, you can, and as a speaker, it's also very engaging to change things up to the very last minute. Maybe you've been talking to some people here. There was some other presentation that was really interesting. You want to ask some stuff and discuss that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. And then just in general, we just make them know that we appreciate that speakers mm-hmm. very much. Take the time to spend some time with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a speaker's dinner also. It's not publicized very well. But, you know, you also, obviously, we appreciate the audience very much also.
Sure.
You don't want to have the audience, like, think
absolutely.
That they're, like, something second class and that the speakers are something special.
Yeah.
And that's actually we do that very consciously also. Talk with speakers saying, you know, yeah, we don't have a VIP lounge, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we have the conference banquet, we don't have, like, a reserved section for the speakers. We ask the speakers to just, you know, go sit with someone.
Totally.
And we're lucky to also have a very good audience that are engaging, and they want to come ask questions, and the speakers, actually, they come back to us and say, ooh, you have smart people coming to this conference. They have all these good questions and war stories they're telling me. So, you know, speakers come here and also find it very interesting. They learn from the audience, right?
Absolutely.
Because they have all kinds of angles on the subject matter that the speaker is talking about.
That's great.
So, so on the last night of the conference, we have a speaker's dinner.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a big fancy thing at all,
mm-hmm.
But it's with the speakers and all the crew, all the student volunteers that are. So we have student volunteers here that come and spend like one day of work
mm-hmm.
and can participate in the entire conference.
And awesome.
And then they go, we have a party together, just have some food and stuff and hang out.
I mean, I don't want to be little, that's a very important point. I mean, so in other words, you have college or high school students
yes.
that can come and work for a day,
mm-hmm.
and then they get to go to the conference.
Yes.
I mean, that's amazing, actually. It's very nice.
It actually works out very well. We have people coming from all over. There are some from South America coming, some student volunteers. from all over Europe, mm-hmm. Eastern Europe, Italy, you know, lots of student volunteers. They're like CS majors typically.
Excellent.
Want to come here and hang out. And it's, you know, it's very nice at the closing dinner there. We have the students and speakers together. It's a great opportunity to meet some of these hotshots.
Absolutely. And it must be an amazing experience for, you know, the young students to meet these gods of programming.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, very cool.
Well, and, they're not so dangerous once you get close to them.
No, they're just humans.
Yeah.
They just happen to be revolutionizing the way people are going to be programming. To some degree.
To some degree.
So now, I noticed that, do you have panels?
Yeah, we do some panels. Some of them, so the conference is organized. As it grew, you know, we needed to find some way of organizing the content.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually organized as like 15 little conferences. One in each room for a day, so we call that a track.
Mm-hmm.
And for each of these little tiny conferences, there's a track manager, or a track host, who is one of the speakers of some other, one who has been a speaker at a previous conference, typically, right? Who knows about what Job is about.
Mm-hmm.
And they put together a program for the day. Mm-hmm. So it could be, for instance, this year there's Frank Bushman is doing a track on software architecture, so he helps us select speakers, and then on some of these tracks we have panels in the end.
Mm.
But there are also some, we also have some kind of plenary panels.
Mm-hmm.
Typically we close the conference with a plenary panel, and this year there will be one also. Martin Fowler will be running it. I think we'll have three Erics on there.
All right.
There'll be Eric, and Eric. I mean, I'll have to go.
And sure. Do they all have K's at the end?
No. There'll
okay,
be
two of them.
Two, yes.
All right.
So we'll see. That'll be interesting.
And maybe
we'll have some name tags, you know, so they can know that here's Eric, and here's Eric, and here's Eric. Yeah.
So what's the thinking behind? You have to forgive me. I'm not exactly sure what a plenary panel means. I mean, the track owners from different tracks get together and talk about a problem.
Right. Typically, we don't plan the closing panel. We don't mm-hmm. plan that ahead of time.
Excellent.
You know, we just pick someone ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like this year, it's Martin Fowler.
Okay.
So he'll walk around the conference and kind of figure out what's going on and kind of pick some people
mm-hmm.
and just put together we'll just discuss impressions from the conference.
Hmm.
And then there'll be probably some short. I mean, he'll decide the format, but typically we do it so that there'll be a short presentation by each of these panelists.
Mm-hmm.
It could be more than those three Erics.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll take questions from the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another challenge we have here in Denmark because we're not native English speaker.
Mm-hmm.
That people are a little afraid to ask questions, you know. So what we do is we mm-hmm. have everybody write. If you want to ask a question, you can write it down.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be some student volunteers or somebody running around picking up questions from people, and then so the hosts of the panel will be kind of editing it as they come up.
He'll, mm-hmm.
We can't ask that, or this is a good question, and so on. So there's a nice process for editing all of the questions.
Mm-hmm.
And making it also more comfortable for the audience. So that typically works well. So that's another thing that we have to work a little bit. Tell the speakers that, you know, we're Danes here. We're not native English speakers. So it's sometimes it could be a little difficult having questions. I mean, it's very different from when you're in the U.S. at a conference, right?
Yeah.
Like if you go to Uppsala for a conference
mm-hmm.
and somebody does a presentation and then the questions open and there'll be like lineup of people who wants to post their opinion on the subject matter and explain that they understood what the speaker is talking about and
mm-hmm.
ask all kinds of questions, blah, blah, blah. So we're a little more reserved, I think.
Okay.
So
in other words, you don't give the audience the opportunity to stand up and ask a question, or are you saying you do the questions ahead of time in addition to?
Well, sometimes we do. I mean, yesterday, on Monday, we had was Charles Simoni giving his he was presenting for the evening keynote before our party. He was giving us his slideshow of his trip to space. That was a lot of fun. And in the end, he was just open with questions, right? Mm-hmm. We had some guys running around with mics, and people could ask questions.
Excellent.
That was fine, too. So it was a little different. If you need some more complicated stuff, it could be nice to write it up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think also, you have to have it off the top of your head. It could be different.
Totally. Right. Finally, I think I was really impressed with the way in which attendees rate sessions.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's very simple. Because I go to conferences where it's a much more complicated evaluation process.
Right.
So, could you talk a little bit about what you have?
Yes. Yeah, so every year we try to improve it, obviously, and then the way to improve is to measure somehow.
Yeah.
And so we tried all kinds of schemes, having the attendees fill out forms and having them submit things electronically and all kinds of stuff. And there's so much hassle in this. Right? Mm-hmm. So typically it's only like 10% or something that give you feedback. We can try giving out prizes for this. Right? So you'll get a nice Jiahu pen or something, a little plastic, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't work either, really.
Mm-hmm.
So we figured we'd just do it very simple and have everybody, as they walk out of session, they'll pick up a piece of paper, which can be either red, yellow, or green, where green means I like this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very simple scheme. There's no differentiation as to whether was this his skill as a speaker or his technical capabilities or blah, blah, all kinds of things. It was just kind of, did you like this?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we collect those, the red, yellow, and green, and that's very simple. And that
you can count them.
Yeah, it's very, very easy. And it gives us like close to 100% feedback, which is very valuable.
Absolutely, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
And so, are you going to leave this conference as being a once a year kind of thing, or are you going to do them more frequently?
No, for here at least, it's going to stay once a year here in Aarhus.
Okay.
But we are we just started growing it or exporting it.
Okay.
So next summer, May, June time frame, we're doing a dual conference in Australia, in Brisbane and at Sydney.
Nice.
So we'll fly some speakers in and do more or less the same show.
Mm-hmm.
In Sydney, and then fly all the speakers to Brisbane and do kind of the same show. Maybe there'll be some switch in speakers, but that's the general kind of idea. We're bringing all these speakers out there.
Nice.
And also, together with InfoQ,
mm-hmm.
we started doing some conferences called QCon.
Mm.
But it's very much the same concept as Jiahu here.
Okay.
Under another brand. It's all the infrastructure for running the website and registering and everything is all the same stuff.
Interesting.
So we launched that concept of QCon in London this spring, and that turned out very well. I mean, we had more than 500 people there, which was very good for like a first time. And we're doing QCon in San Francisco here in second week of November.
Outstanding.
So that'll be very interesting to see. So the San Francisco one, we're almost all done. I think the program is all there.
Okay.
So we just have to go do it.
Outstanding. Well, hey, thank you very much.
Oh.
Great to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
Outstanding conference.
Oh,
talk to you soon.
Yeah.